In her first year at the Rhode Island Institute of Design, Maggie Thompson received a gift. Her friends probably thought they were just being cute, but that gift really stuck with her.
As a freshman in college, I had a group of friends that threw me a birthday party, and they presented me with a feathered thong and a feathered bra and a headdress. So that's what I had to wear during the party, and I was nicknamed Polka Hotness.
What did you think about that gift?
At first, I didn't really think about it too much, just because it was the first time that I had ever received special attention for being Native. Yeah, it took me like a few years to really think about it and like digest what was actually happening. So this dress is kind of like a response to that.
The dress Maggie is referring to is a slinky little number. A textile artist, she designed, knitted, and embellished the dress as her senior project. She calls it, what else, polka hotness.
So it is a gold mini dress with an open back and a low cut front, and it has red, black, and white chevron pattern, and it also is decorated with beer caps, smash beer caps, to represent like a jingle dress.
In this one garment, Maggie, who's Ojibwe, pokes her finger at many hot issues. For starters, alcohol abuse and sexual tropes, both Native and on campus. At a recent gallery opening, she cranked up the heat one notch further.
We had a live model wear it, and we actually put her up on the stage, and so we subjectified her, and some people didn't really know how to respond. Some people were confused. Some of the men had a hard time with it. They wouldn't know like where to look, like should I look or should I not look, and that was kind of like the whole idea. So I got a good response.
In person, Maggie does not come across as a provocative artist type. She dresses in hooded sweatshirts, no makeup. She learned to knit in fourth grade at a Waldorf school on the north side of Minneapolis. It took a family health emergency to force her to examine her own roots.
The year before I graduated, my dad had a stroke, so I really started to think about my family history, my connection with him, and everything in this show kind of came out as my way of like healing and just discovering my family and heritage.
Would you call yourself a Native artist, or would you call yourself an artist?
That's a hard one. And I'm proud that I'm Native, and I'm call me a Native artist. Like, I'm proud of that. But it's hard because I don't like being stuck in like one category. And that was a thing that was hard in school, because my teachers came to like expect me to have like this great knowledge and to always do work relating to that. And I have a lot of different interests in skateboarding, surfing, just being camping outdoors. And so, yes, I do want to continue working like this, but I also want to create other stuff too.
Another recent work, My Family History, also focuses on Native identity. It's a series of three individual weavings that, in a way, portrays each member of Maggie's family.
They are done in terms of blood quantum.
Blood quantum is a federal designation for the amount of Native blood an individual has. It's used to govern eligibility in tribes.
So each panel has 8 sections, and my dad is 6/8 Native American, and I am 3/8 Native American, and my mom is full white, German, Irish. Each like Native section is red, and then the whites are white, and then it's surrounded by a black border.
The weavings are graphic and textural and also completely opaque. That's Maggie's point, how gauging Indianness by blood is little more than an abstraction.
Being asked, oh, what are you? And it's just, that's a weird question to me. It's just, I'm just me. So I just wanted to simplify it for people, because people can be so ignorant sometimes.
It almost makes you grateful for Maggie's freshman year friends and their birthday gift. For KFAI Radio, I'm Diane Richard.
Hey, 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 hey. I so back together again.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.